Wrong microphone. There we go. Hey, all right. I've been doing this a few years. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. That's Richmond Independent Radio, Radio 4. The rest of us, you were just listening to Eric Walters and Why Dear Folk. And now it's time for Edge of Americana with me, Josh Behrman. No Otto tonight. Otto's off doing important things. He's got a snifter in one hand, a cigar in the other. He's watching Dancing Girls, just like those lawyers do. So it's just me. So tonight, there will be no indie rockers posing as Americana stars. There will only be old-time and bluegrass music. Give me a call if you'd like, 804-649-9737. I have no agenda except to please you or displease you if you don't like banjos and fiddles. Start off with this B-flat rag, Adam Tanner and the Dirty Rag Mob. I'd like
If I had to sit and worry over you. I'm feeling so blue and don't know what to do, 'cause I'm head over heels in love with you. Because I'm head over heels in love with you. Thank you.
save, baby.
You got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Honey, yeah, man, you can
They say your cooking is the best in town. Everybody been talking around. If it's so, I'm coming to town to let you turn my pepper down.
You got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Honey, yeah, man, you can save it.
Stockings to your knees, strut around there as you please. Cuddle up like a turtle dove. If you don't stop, you're gonna flub your dove.
You got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Honey, yeah, man, you can save it.
When you're old and gray, when all your friends shout straight away, then they'll look at you and say, once you had it, but it got away.
You got anything, good, you better save it, save it. Got anything, good, you better save it, save it. Got anything, good, you better save it, save it. Honey, yeah, man, do
stop your honky-tonking around. Put your painting up the town. Change your ways from what you did. If you don't stop, I'm gonna flip my lid.
You got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Got anything, you better save it, save it. Honey, I might do someday. Honey, I might do someday. Honey, I might do someday.
Well, it ain't no use in you hiding me and making me feel so blue. Well, I may be skinny and I may be slim, but I'm a damn good papa for the shape I'm in. Ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, ain't no use in you hiding me, you're making me feel so blue. Well, a tomcat is sitting in a chimney jam, and if that ain't a hot place, I'll be damned. Ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, it ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you. Well, it ain't no use in you hiding me, you're making me feel so blue. There's one thing I can't understand, how a bow-legged woman loves a knock-kneed man. Ain't no use in you hiding me, I know something on you.
Thank you. sitting at your computer right now? Go to refresheverything.com/WRIR to vote for WRIR's project. Listening to WRIR on the radio? Text to vote by calling 73774 and texting 102304. Sitting and listening? Vote online and text. For WRIR to earn $50,000, our project needs to place in the top 10. If you have a minute, consider voting today. Get WRIR in the top 10. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR and text by calling 73774 and texting 102304. Vote online at refresheverything.com/WRIR.
I just voted. It was just that easy, folks. You could do it, too, if you thought you might want to. So here we are. That was a nice long musical break there. We had Ed Haley just now doing the Cherry River Rag. Before that, we had Clint Howard. Oh, let me go back and say that Ed Haley was accompanied by his wife, whose name I don't know, but she plays... She was also blind. They're both blind. And she played mandolin and just strummed away on that thing. And she got great rhythm with some good old-timey mandolin. Clint Howard before that, about whom I don't know much. But that's a great song called Ain't No Sense in You Hi-Hatting Me. And before that, The Country Gentleman from 1961, live in Fairfax, Virginia. Got anything good, you better save it, save it. Spencer Family from Whitetop Mountain. For that, with Martha Spencer, we call her Crazy Legs when you see her because she makes crazy legs happen when she plays the fiddle. Doing the Osborne Brothers classic Ruby. Eck Robertson before that with There's a Brown Skin Girl Down the Road. And before that, we had Roland White doing Head Over Heels in Love with You from an album that was recently re-released called I Wasn't Born to Rock and Roll. And we started the set with Adam Tanner and the Dirty Rag Mob doing an old... not sure where the B-flat rag came from. I'll have to find out. But that's from an album called Rare Rags and String Band Blues. And now it is 7:20. And we heard some Roland White, and now let's hear some old Kentucky Colonels from 1965, live in Los Angeles. This is kind of a sappy tune, but I like it. It's called Once a Day. Give me a call if you'd like, 804-649-9737, or go online to WRIR.org if you're interested, and check out the playlist.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never could forget you, for I thought then I never would. But time has taken all the pains away. All day long, and once a while. wish that you weren't gone. Is once a day, every day, all day
good thing to know.
Good.
for tomorrow. I live in the day. I know it don't know. A phone that won't ring. The postman goes by. And he don't leave a thing. A pain in my heart. I'm the biggest pretender you ever could see. I pretend you still love me. I remember, and I know that it's true, for you're with another, and I know I belong to you. I just go on dreaming, sweet dreams of the past, oh, when you still love me, and I thought it would last. Is so short and time moves so fast. I'll never forget you, and I'll live in the
looked around the room as if he had just landed from Mars and it was the first time he ever saw anything. Something was about to happen.
On the next Radio Lab, a woman teaches a 27-year-old man his very first words.
He slaps his hands on the table. Oh, everything has a name.
That's on the next Radio Lab.
This Monday on WRIR 97.3 and online at WRIR.org. And you just heard Bill Monroe. Nope, you just heard the Three Tobacco Tags from right here in Richmond, Virginia, back in the 1920s. Doing a tune called Ain't Gonna Do It No More. Before that was Bill Monroe, I Live in the Past. Live recordings in the 1960s. The Wolf Brothers before that with Old Horse and Buggy, which is an old Kentucky tune. I believe it came from Hiram Stamper. And the Earl Brothers before that with Good Things Gone Wrong. Earl Johnson with I Got a Woman on Sourwood Mountain getting all screechy with his fiddle. And we started it with the Kentucky Colonels Once a Day. Wasn't that heart-wrenching? Sure was. I agree. I'm glad that you agree, too. And we're just busting through, just burning through old-time and bluegrass music here on Edge of Americana tonight. Otto is elsewhere, and it's just me, Josh. You can give me a call, 804-649-9737. If there's anything in particular you'd like to hear, I would love to be able to help you out. I make no promises, but I'll do my best. And while you think about what you want, maybe what you actually want is Tommy Gerald. Now, I have to tell you, folks, at the very beginning of this recording, Tommy Gerald uses some questionable words, not the worst words in the world, but words that certainly reflect his time and place. And I don't want you to think that either I or WRIR particularly agrees with the use of this language, but you also have to consider what he's saying, and you also have to consider who he is. So that's all I'll say about that. And here he is doing Raleigh and Spencer, the old Prohibition song.
Well, I learned it from an old colored fella. And my brother-in-law together, this old colored fella, he'd come down by home every Sunday morning. He'd be picking the guitar. Right soft, he didn't want to wake nobody up, but I slept upstairs and right on the side of the road, you know. He'd be picking that and singing it right easy, you know. He didn't wake nobody up. And my brother-in-law learned it from him, and then I learned it from my brother-in-law. Brother-in-law was a guitar player. And we used to play it Nate. But I decided it's a whole lot better to play it down in this tune in right here. I can't tell you what tune in that is. I don't know.
In this town. Pretty girl can fry, Lord, I'll tell more them doggone lies. Yes, I can tell more them doggone lies. You can can't tromp down the flowers all around my grave, but they'll rise and bloom again. Yes, they'll rise and bloom again. I can't eat more fat meat than you can cook in a week. Lord, I'll tell more them doggone lies. Yes, I'll tell more them doggone lies.
Every day, and I won't ramble out at night. That girl I left in Danville, that girl like broke my heart, that girl I was all in Danville from her I had to part. If I ever play another hand, I hope that I will win. But I don't ever want to see that Danville girl again.
WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman and Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For more information, you can call 804-771-5715 or online at www.kaufmanandknowles.com. And a panel discussion of on Hispanic and Latino heritage will be held September the 30th at 6 p.m. at the Library of Virginia in conjunction with the exhibit The Land We Live In, The Land We Left, Virginia's People. The event is free and open to the public and will be followed by a reception and music by the University of Richmond Salsa Ensemble. For more information, visit multicultural.richmond.edu or call the university's Office of Multicultural Affairs at 804-289-8356. Well, that was, of course, the Del McCurry Band, one of my favorites, as all of you know, doing Where Are You Gonna Find a Good Man Like Me? And the answer is on McCurry Music Records, because that's where Del resides, at least that's where his music resides. He did the smart thing after many years of being beholden to labels and publishing companies and whomever else, and started his own label and bought as much of his music as he could back. And, you know, because it's hard living, even for famous people, even for, quote, famous bluegrass musicians especially. The Dixon Brothers before that with the Girl I Left in Danville. And before that, we had a really cool Missouri fiddler Lyman Enlow, about whom I don't know very much, only that he is a great fiddler. And that tune there was called Coming Through the Rye. And it kind of sounds like a mixture of a few different tunes. Kind of sounds like, it's in A, but it sounds a bit like Bill Cheatham and also like Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's just and a little bit like it's a three-parter, and it also sounds like Cripple Creek. So it's kind of got a little bit of everything. Before that, we had Tommy Jarrell and Raleigh and Spencer. And some people agree and or disagree with the things that I said in precursor of that song. It doesn't change the fact that he's a great fiddler, great source for tunes, and that's a good song. So maybe that's all that really needed to be said. But, you know, I got a microphone. So I got a microphone and you don't. So there you go. So why don't we just keep moving forward here. Let's hear one from the Bales Brothers and The Drunkard's Grave. And then we'll go to J.P. Fraley after that. Give me a call, 804-649-9737.
I once knew a man, owned houses and land, was wealthy, noble, and brave. Whiskey, beer, and gin got the best of him. Now he lays in a drunkard's grave. Oh, how lonely, oh, how sad, just to think of the strong drink they crave. And then in the end, lose their dearest friend and lay in a drunkard's grave. He had a loving wife, he loved her more than life, and in his younger days tried to save. Took his first drink for fun, you see what it has done, he lays in a drunkard's grave. Oh, how lonely, oh, how sad, just to think of the strong drink they crave. And then in the end, lose their dearest friend and lay in a drunkard's grave. Pity them who drink, from their presence do not shrink, but pray to God that he their soul might save. Theirs will be an awful fate if they wait till it's too late, for they'll lay in the drunkard's grave. Oh, how lonely, oh, how sad, just to think of the strong drink they crave. And then in the end, lose their dearest friend and lay in a drunkard's
stew, a little more rabbit stew, a little more rabbit stew.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
Well, I know what it means to be lonely. I know what it means to be blue. Honey, I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you. As the clock was back in full, and the smiling face of my darling I may never see anymore. Oh, I know what it means to be lonely. I know what it means to be blue. Honey, I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you. Knows what I've gone through. Still I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you. Oh, I know what it means to be lonely. I know what it means to be blue. Honey, I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you.
Fair young maiden.
hot dog. Clark Kessinger right there with Ragtime Annie from an album entitled The Legend of Clark Kessinger. And that's just some hot stuff for sure. Fast and loose, scratchy and great. Before that, Buzz Busby with I Don't Mind. And before that, we had Gene Goforth from Missouri doing Dink's Dusty Miller, which is a pretty cool tune. There's a lot of different Dusty Millers out there, and that's a pretty good one. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, you know them. I Know What It Means to Be Lonesome from 1962, live at Carnegie Hall. And J.P. Fraley with his wife Anna Dean playing guitar doing Rabbit Stew, and that's a funny song. Rabbit Ate My Turnip Tops, and we started it with the Bale Brothers and the Drunkard's Grave. It's 8:09 here, and we've got about another 50 minutes or so of Edge of Americana before it's time for the Lee Show. So we're just going to keep moving right along. Remember, if you're interested, you can go to WRIR.org to find out any information you'd like. Also, don't forget that if you'd like to help WRIR get a new studio, and if you'd like to help the Bird Theater get a major renovation, you can do both in less than a minute. WRIR and the Bird Theater are competing for separate grants on refresheverything.com. To get the grants that we and they need, we need votes every day from our listeners, our community, and you. Cast your vote for two independent institutions. Go online and vote at refresheverything.com/WRIR, and then you can vote again at refresheverything.com/TheBirdRVA. refresheverything.com/TheBirdRVA and refresheverything.com/WRIR. Hurry, voting ends September the 30th. And we'd love to get that money and be able to do a new newsroom and update some equipment and make some equipment redundant so that when it inevitably breaks, we will not be left in the lurch standing out a window with a bullhorn, which I would do. I'll do that. I'll play banjo out of bullhorn. I'm not afraid. And neither is Curly Sackler, so let's move it right along. 804-649-9737, that's the number you can call if you're so interested.
Tied to a dirty old ball and chain. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day.
some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh dear brother, I'll come home some old day.
Thank you. He spent time, hard time at Elmwood Street Blues.
I haven't got a pot to cook in, haven't got a bed of steel, but I got a milkmaid living back of the jail. She's making lots of money peddling her pail of milk. Hoody, 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 ho, ho. I haven't got a pot to cook in, haven't got a Stetson hat, but I got a sweetie dressed in indigo black for the guy who tried to enter her little flap. Hoody, 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 ho, ho. I haven't got a pot to cook in, haven't got no jingling chain, but I've got a sweetie cooking for Mr. Young. He's been teaching sweetie how to use her kitchen range. Hoody, 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 ho, ho. A pot to cook in, won't leave nothing when I die, but I know a mama up in Kalamazoo who's a marvel when it comes to a apple pie. Hoody, 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 ho, ho. I haven't got a pot to cook in, fame and fortune I don't seek. When it comes to plumbing or to fixing a lock, I can stop most any hole in a pipe that leaks. Hoody, 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 ho, ho. I haven't got a pot to cook in, just don't know how money feels. But I've got a mama at Niagara Falls who's a wizard when it comes to handling business deals. Hoody, 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 ho, ho.
Diddy bird swing. Come on, you women. That's a duty, diddy bird swing. When you do the diddy bird swing, then you know you will be done a thing. I can't stand it long. Hey, every time I ask you, you won't let me follow you home. You must have some roundup laying in your own. Working on my nerves. Hey, you gon' blues, I beat in my blood.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Enjoy a day of multicultural arts and crafts, food and entertainment at the Family Peace Festival on Sunday, September the 19th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. at Mary Munford Elementary School in Richmond. Bring the family to experience performances by some of the region's most popular entertainers, including the Latin Ballet of Virginia, the Ezebu Muntu African Dance Troupe, Chief Red Hawk, and Hotel X. For more information, you can go to www.familypeacefestival.org or call 804-232-1002. And you just heard Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, along with David Grisman, Smiley Hobbs, and some other people doing Take Me Back to Tulsa. Before that, Booker White, recorded in the mid-1930s, doing Booker's Jitterbug Swing. For that, Sweet Violet Boys, a.k.a. the Prairie Ramblers. Sweet Violet Boys was their dirty name, much like Roy Acuff had the Bang Boys. They did I Haven't Got a Pot to Cook In, with winks all over the song, you know? And before that, we had Tony Rice, Sweet and Pretty, with Church Street Blues, from the album of the same name. Benny Thomason before that, a great Texas fiddler, and you could tell he's a Texas fiddler by the fact that he was playing Lime Rock, which is a difficult tune to play, nothing to snub at. And we started it with Curly Seckler, some great bluegrass music, Some Old Day. Right now you're listening to Danny Nicely and Friends. The tune's called Trip to Toronto. Coming up here in about half an hour will be the Lee Show, and coming up next we are going to hear some more fiddling. This one's from Frank Cottrell, and it is fiddle plus fiddlesticks, where someone's actually beating on the fiddle that's being played with small sticks. And the tune will be called Want to Go to Meeting. So, hope you enjoy that. Hope you enjoy this. Give me a call if you'd like, 804-649-9737. This is Edge of Americana.
Thank you. Jane O'Lore.
Ah, yes. The Bad Livers right there with Horses in the Mine from their album Horses in the Mine way, way long time ago on Quarter Stick Records. Alas, the Bad Livers are no more than a dream and sometimes a reuniting band. But that was a great song. Before that, Jimmy Martin, You Don't Know My Mind with the very young J.D. Crowe playing the banjo there. Doing a fine job. I reckon something's going to come of that, boy. Before that, we had W.E. Clanch doing Grub Springs. That's a Mississippi fiddler. Just some solo fiddle stuff. And before that, Frank Wakefield, great mandolin player with Don't Lie to Me. And we had another one from Mississippi before that, Frank Cottrell with Want to Go to Meeting. Both of those are from Mississippi fiddlers are from an album called Great Big Yam Potatoes, released by the Library of Congress a while ago. So we just have another 13 minutes or so, and then it'll be time for the Lee Show and honky tonk music and Lee screaming. So stay tuned for that. And for me, I got some. What do we got coming up? I think we're gonna hear some Armstrong Twins, and then maybe some Allen Brothers, some Carter Family, maybe a little Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley if there's time, and maybe some Delmore Brothers, maybe some Bob Wills. I don't know. Just depends on how much I can jam in. Right now, you're listening to Jimmy Arnold doing the Panhandle Rag. Coming up next, we will have the Armstrong Twins.
fall asleep at the break of day, just to drive these awful blues away. Wake up, sweetheart, the night has passed. You slept your troubles all away. Get ready now to love again. This weary heart you stole.
Wasn't that nice? Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley there doing some nice harmonies. Well, it's 8:56. Alas, we must part once again, folks. Until next week. That was Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley from an album called Second Generation, This Weary Heart You Stole Away. In brief, Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley out there in Eastern Kentucky were doing harmony kind of vocals and guitar and mandolin stuff when they were in their teens, 15, 16 years old. And they were playing at a place where Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys had a gig, and Ralph Stanley showed up late, or was going to show up late, because his bus had broken down. So a bar owner called in Ricky and Keith to do some stuff while people waited, and Ralph Stanley walked in and heard them singing, and then basically took them right on the road. So that album there is actually the two of them at very young age playing with the Clinch Mountain Boys at that time. And, you know, both of them went on to great stardom, although Keith Whitley certainly died far too young. Before that, we had Candy Baker and The Road to Columbus. And before that, we had the Armstrong Twins with the Arkansas Special. And I got time for one more, and then it's time for the Lee Show. So apropos of the fact that I'm walking out and Lee's walking in, here's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys doing Who Walks Out When I Walk In? And the answer is Lee. Come on back next week and stay tuned for more on WRIR.
Walk out, oh. Who gives you that high, baby? Who's that?
Hong Kong,
got me jealous of you.
Yes, that now.
Now who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know that you're mine, baby? Who's that? Got me worrying too.
Oh, now.
Now when we kiss, I kind of miss something it used to be. And every day while I'm away, I get a feeling that you're fooling me. Now who walks in when I walk out? Who gives you that high, baby? Who's that? Got me jealous of you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Let the man do it now. Let the man.